Joining us now in studio is the superintendent of schools in Northfield, Dr. Matt Hillman. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. All I've got to say is if Ryan Lamar is pitching, we know the Twins are in trouble. I think he's a great young player. I like him, but I don't think they intended to have him as a relief pitcher.
No, things did not go well for our local teams, our professional sports teams last night. They're going well for our local teams. We finally get to do something now. They got a tennis match in yesterday. We got baseball and softball today. Boy, it has been a brutal spring.
Well, I just consider it Minnesota winter extended, and the way that I look at it is that we have earned 72 degrees sunny with little humidity, no mosquitoes, and only raining overnight until at least mid-October.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm with
you. No, it was
that.
Great to see yesterday Jim Colseth, Jim Posh, and Tracy Clausen, our grounds maintenance crew, putting up the tennis nets. And we weren't sure it was ever going to happen this year. We are very thankful to declare victory over winter. And somebody asked me the other day, what's your favorite thing about spring? And I had to respond without a beat, not getting up early to check the road conditions.
You did stay up late last night. Actually, not that late, but you had a school board meeting last night.
We did.
And let's talk about some of the highlights from that meeting. First of all, the thought exchange.
Yeah, so listeners may remember for the last several years, we've been using a service called Thought Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And what Thought Exchange does is it is a multi-round survey where we engage a number of people. This year, 934 people participated, up over last year, down from the first year that we did it, which was about 1,100. But 934 people participated in this two-round survey. And the first round asks folks just three simple questions. What are things that you are concerning about our school this year? What things do you appreciate about our school this year? And what are questions that you might have about our school this year? And so respondents have those open-ended questions. They can give their thoughts to the survey tool. And then basically just a couple of weeks later, they get all of those thoughts back. Each thought is seen by a representative number of people. So, you know, the 934 people didn't see, you know, every single thought. There were more than 1,800 thoughts. So, of course, it's not possible for everyone to see every thought. But they have an algorithm that makes sure that everyone see every thought is seen a representative number of times within the group. And then what Thought Exchange does for us is they group those thoughts into themes and try to help us make some sense of it. And that second round, people get to star. They get a certain number of stars that they can assign up to five to several of the thoughts. And so it's a little bit of what they call forced choice analysis. You have to say, oh, does this particular thought on the page mean more to me than this thought on the page? And the concept is to help us bubble to the top. What are the most important things that people are thinking about this year about our schools?
Have you, and the results on that, when are those available now?
Well, that's actually what we went through last night with the board. And so the board got to see, our administrators got to see them last week. Our board got to see them last evening. And then very soon, we'll actually have a public page that we will send out to all parents and post on our website that people who are interested can certainly go and dig into the results for themselves. But what we did hear last night is we heard some, when we think about the things that people appreciate about the school district, what is really so gratifying is the fact that people overwhelmingly appreciate our teachers and our staff. And this has been the top appreciation theme for 3 years in a row. And, you know, that's just outstanding affirmation of the people who are working in our schools every day. It's outstanding affirmation of our building principals and our departmental leaders who are hiring good people, obviously, because, you know, it's not even close between what people appreciate in terms of our teachers and staff and the next kinds of things. They also appreciate our school environment. They are appreciating that we're becoming more diverse and more inclusive and that we're community-oriented. And I think we know that through all of the different connections that this is just one of the great things about living in Northfield is we are interconnected. A lot of thoughts, you know, also thought about a real good school environment at Greenvale Park because these people do take these surveys at their school, and then they are filtered up to a more district-level report. So really, I mean, an affirmation of what everyone knows is really a world-class staff and who really do a great job with kids every day.
Now, with that, I would imagine that the bad news is also the good news. You think things that bubble up, not really negative, but, you know, hey, we now realize we need to improve on this, or this is something that people care about. Were there some ideas tossed around that you're able to, you know, hang your hat on a little bit?
Yeah, so the top areas of concern where, and just want to say, the third area that had the top appreciation was our curriculum and programming. People mm-hmm. do appreciate that. But when it came to areas of concern, we just need to frame this, that this particular, we normally do thought exchange in November, and we pushed it off a little bit because we were right at the referendum time in November when we normally would have done it, and we didn't want to confuse the two pieces. So did this a little bit later in the year than we normally would. And this really went out just after the Parkland shooting. So I think that, and thought exchange will tell you that every one of these that they've done has had safety and supervision come to the top of the list. So again, last year, safety and supervision was a very minor conversation overall. It was a moderate conversation last mm-hmm. year, but this was clearly the number one area of concern for folks this year, safety and supervision. And there are some specific pieces around some disappointment about the bond, wanting to make sure that they see school security improve, people discussing entrances. Some, as we know, Greenbelt Park has an open floor plan, just asking about our drills and the systems that we have in place to make sure that we keep students safe and secure. And you and I have talked about this a number of times already this spring in terms of how we approach that. So that was clearly the number one. The second area of concern, which actually decreased this year and as a level of concern relative to the previous year, is class size. And, of course, class size is always a concern that all of us share. And there's a number of different reasons that we have some of the class size disparities that we have in Northfield. And it is on our strategic plan. It's a piece to address as a long-term, having a long-term approach while making sure it's financially sustainable. Again, good news that this year there was a little bit less discussion about that than last year. The third area of concern was really around technology. And when you look on, like with any other district-level data, we're always trying to look under the hood. And when we look under the hood down one level on a lot of these things, when it comes to technology, parents shared some concerns about the impact and effectiveness of technology, especially iPads. This conversation was mostly happening at our middle school. So again, the great thing about these areas of concern is they prompt us to have discussions and look at what are the specific areas. Is that a transition to sixth grade, you know, in terms of when students can take their iPads home for the first time? Are there specific things that we need to look at our practices? Because we all know technology is not going away, and it's one of our jobs in school to make sure that students understand how to appropriately use technology, and also to make sure that technology can be the accelerator of learning that we know it can be. So the areas of concern we actually are pretty excited about overall, because it gives us some actionable work to keep looking at.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Superintendent Matt Hillman from the Northfield Schools. Let's talk about the budget. You know, you've got a budget that's going to be expiring pretty soon and a new one that's going to be starting up. So that process now is in full gear. Where are you at, and what did they discuss last night?
Sure. So every meeting from here out till June, we'll have some budget presentation, because our budget is in a number of different categories, and relatively some of those categories can be pretty complex. So we present parts of the budget leading up to the final request for the adoption in June. State law says we have to adopt a budget by June 30th. Last night we talked about what we call the non-operating funds, and that includes our scholarship fund as well as our debt service fund. We also discussed our internal service fund, which is about our self-funded health insurance. And we've talked about this earlier this spring, too, that particular program has been wildly successful in able to control our costs. In fact, we were able to reduce our premiums for our employees this winter by $100. And when was the last time anybody heard that, you know, their insurance went down? And even with us reducing that premium, we still are projecting to grow our fund balance to just under $7 million for the 18-19 school year. And so, you know, that's our consultant says that really to be safe and have the money for what they call the run-out costs, if you were to change plans or do something different, you need about $2 million. So, you know, as many people out there know, health insurance can be something that can be very up and down, right? It's, mm-hmm. it's not always predictable. And we have been able to maintain our premiums or lower them for the last 5 years, which is great, while growing our fund balance. And that fund balance in the health internal service fund can only be used for that purpose, for health or for dental. We actually started a self-funded dental program in 2005, and we've never raised the premium, and yet still have a pretty substantial fund balance there too. So the takeaway for the public is that Northfield Public Schools are managing its insurance costs very well, and it has become an incredible recruitment and retention tool. Teachers and staff, number one thing that people appreciate in our thought exchange, It's a tough market out there to get high quality teachers. We've had people who've come here who maybe actually make a little bit less on the salary, but are able to make up that net when it comes mm-hmm. to the great insurance benefits at a very reasonable cost.
Wow. If you think about franchising that, you could become the KYMN healthcare system if you'd like.
We're in the business of education. We do this because we want to make sure that we support the staff who support our kids.
Good thing right there. That's good news. Let's move on. Special education staffing. You touched on a little bit of that over the course of the last school year. What was talked about and discussed last night?
So at the previous meeting, mm-hmm. Director of Special Services Cheryl Hall had presented a plan to add 2.45 FTE, just about 2.5 FTE for the 2018-19 school year. And the key thing as we keep moving forward is that we are seeing more students qualify for special education. In the past several years, we've been at about 12% of our overall student population qualifying for special education. We're now up to about 14% qualifying for special education. And so at the state level, there are some what they call caseload guidelines. That's roughly the number of students that each special education teacher manages. And, of course, there are some disability categories where that is a much smaller number. So we might think of a 1 to 25 or 1 to 30 ratio for a number of teachers. Well, in some of these cases, it's 1 to 12 in terms of the number of students that a particular teacher can work with according to the state guidelines. And so we are looking at adding a special education resource teacher next year, again, to meet those workload limits required by the state. Autism spectrum disorder teacher at the middle school, again, to meet all of these are to meet the required caseloads of the state. This is a piece that we actually have. We have very little that we can say no to when we get into a certain ratio. Looking at adding a very small percent portion of a high school teacher. And then adding social work for early childhood special education at Longfellow. Something that's interesting about that, Jeff, is that great program across the state called Help Me Grow. It's really intended to make sure we identify students with disabilities at the earliest age possible, so we can intervene early, so we can help those students accommodate and sometimes even graduate, if you will, from special education. That program has now been expanded to pediatricians during well-child checkups. So a pediatrician, if they are giving a screener, and if they see something that flags on the screener tool, they actually notify the Help Me Grow Network, and the Help Me Grow Network then notifies the local school system, and then we have to complete a special education evaluation. What we anticipate is we're going to see a relatively substantial increase in the number of referrals. And while that's going to put some pressure on our special education program in our early learning area, it's also a good piece because anytime we can intervene early with a student who has a learning disability or who just needs some additional assistance, we know that that's the most cost-effective and, of course, the best thing for the kid long-term.
Hmm. Okay, boy, that's a whole other discussion. We could have a long discussion.
Have a long discussion about all these things, Jeff.
let's move on. We've had long discussions on the facilities, and you have just recently kind of embarked, since the first of the year, I guess, after the referendum last year, embarked on some new studies and taking a look at what going forward you can do, and that was brought up last night.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say that we have new studies. What we've done is we've actually brought together another group to take a look at the Master Facilities Plan, because as you know, mm-hmm. The Master Facilities Plan was developed a multi-year process, literally hundreds of people involved in that process. What we did this time is we intentionally invited about 35 people from across the community. We have gotten some pretty good reviews on this group about having a real strong cross-section of the community, people representing agriculture, business, working professionals, parents, retirees. We have a student on the committee. And so what they're doing last week was the first of three meetings that we're having to look at our facilities plan and see what we have that we would potentially move forward, or this committee could give the board some advice to look at doing something completely different. So last Monday we met at Greenvale Park. We had a great discussion looking backward, reflecting upon the plan that was presented in November, asking them what were things that resonated with them and their fellow voters, what were things that they think were misunderstood, and then finally what were deal breakers. And so this evening we'll be starting to look ahead, looking at aligning with our academic program and the academic improvements that we're making and how do facilities potentially play a role in that. And then the final meeting, which is next week on April 30th, What we're hoping is that that group can come to some consensus around a recommendation or several recommendations that the board could consider, you know, moving forward. And that could range from don't do anything right now and go back and relook at the plan to saying, you know what, this part of your previous plan was really good and we suggest you go for this particular part of it. It could be anything in between that. So really thankful for the people who have come. It's been, we have people on the committee who were very fervent supporters of the last bond referendum. We have people who did not support or who opposed the current form of that the last time around. And I couldn't be more proud because the conversation through the whole bond referendum last time and then this discussion too, incredibly respectful. The ability to agree, to disagree, but to actually listen to the other person's point, you know, as to why they feel the way that they do, and then trying to actually really understand that. I actually believe that both in St. Paul and in Washington, people could learn a lot from our Northfield community about the way that we agree to disagree sometimes, or that we use that disagreement to come up with something better. So, again, I'm incredibly humbled to serve in this community in this role, and this facility's action team is just another example of why that is.
All right. We are out of time, Mav. Thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. Some good information, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
We thank you for the opportunity, Jeff. Have a great day.
Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman of the Northfield School District.